CliffCentral.com.
Yesterday, the Renegades had an exclusive. I don't know if you saw the whole Helen Ziller furore. We'll get into that with Mabali later on in the news. I didn't watch it because I'm tired of politics. I really am. I'm just tired of it. Plus, I don't like this Helen Ziller thing. It's just a stupid situation. The whole thing is stupid. In the big scheme of things, we've got a finance minister who doesn't understand why the economy's tanking. We have people who are jobless. We have major, major crisis, and we're worried about some tweet from a woman in her 60s. Again, it's just a distraction. We're stupid. It's like that whole Penny Sparrow distraction, which it turns out was intended by Belt Pottinger as a distraction. That's why they amped it up and they made it a big deal. So we would all start worrying about Penny goddamned Sparrow instead of worrying about the real issues, which was that the president and his friends had taken hold of all state-owned enterprises and were milking it like a dairy cow. Hmm. We're stupid. And this Helen thing's the same. I mean, I don't hold a candle for Helen Ziller. You know that. I've often mocked her. We've talked about toilets in the Western Cape any number of times. The DA has got major problems. But there is no way, I don't care how you try to sound balanced, there's no way you could take the DA's problems and equate them to the ANC's problems at the moment. And the ANC basically is Jacob Zuma's bitch right now, and it's just being used as a conduit for state funds to go into personal pockets. And that's outrageous. That's the real danger to this country, isn't some minority party with their internal squabblings and some goddamn tweet about colonialization. It's stupid. And if you find yourself more drawn to that story than the story of your own country being captured, you don't understand what priorities are, in my opinion.
I'm just waiting for the day when we'll finally be honest with each other about how we all feel about each other.
Well, let's try.
I mean, we know how we feel about the other side when we're amongst ourselves at a braai.
Yeah.
But when we're all together...
No, then we pretend we're all friends.
Oh, we pretend we're all fine.
But that's how it works all over the world, so we must stop thinking we're special.
Yes,
do you think Republicans and Democrats in America aren't trying to be civil half the time? And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with Trump. They get home and they're like, that motherfucker. So just, let's stop it. We're never going to get to a point where everybody loves each other. That's stupid and childish.
And that is precisely the problem. We're all trying to get along when we know for a fact that that's just not how real life works.
Did people want Helen and Musi to tongue kiss yesterday?
Oh, no, we
like
already,
she did with Mampela Rampele?
No, we got enough of that from that era. Thank you very much.
Stop it.
I'm
stop
sorry.
Being childish.
Then can I have, you know, African Dream playing in the background as I ask this question?
Okay.
What then, how are we going to have a united...
There's no united. There's human beings.
I didn't even finish that
There's
statement.
Human beings.
Listen, my buddy's climbing
there's,
in.
And there's real life.
You're now
deal with it.
We've never
it.
Been united.
Yes. Now deal with it.
As a great
And that's okay.
President
and that
Obama
is perfectly
said,
fine.
There is nothing false about
it's
hope.
Never going to happen.
Just hold on to some hope.
It's never going to happen.
No, look.
Grab the hand of your fellow
stop it. Listen.
Look them in the eye
I'm not
and
saying,
say, I love you.
I'm not saying we can't make great things happen. And we can't do stuff together as South Africans, but you're always going to have someone who says, oh, I'm white, I don't care about this, and blacks only care about that, and you're going to get colored people and Indian people who don't care about what the blacks and the whites care
That's
about.
That's why we should kiss, so that no one has time to say those nasty things. Just smack
Can we
them.
Just have less kissing?
Herpes virus? No.
And don't force people. Don't force people to do stuff.
Yeah.
This whole idea, like Helen's on TV and she's going, I'm so sorry about this tweet. My tweet killed people. What are you, insane?
I'll
anyway,
hug you, Helen.
She was on the... I know you... I'll listen, you. Sia, you're everyone's friend, and that's great. And I do appreciate that. And there are lots of young people in this country who do want everybody to get along and kiss and make up. And maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But I don't think politicians are going to help us get there. I
Absolutely
really don't.
Not.
But that's the thing. You see, it isn't about the politicians. On a very serious note, when we... The most damage does happen in the around the braai.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
does happen in the car.
And it
does happen
listen.
At schools. But this is where we also have the power to stop that.
Yesterday we were celebrating Mumps' birthday, and Rena brought up that we've been working together 10 years, right? It's too long.
Talk about old.
Oh no.
But Mabali and I disagree about a lot of things. A lot of things. She's one of the few people in the whole world who challenges me about stuff. She fights with me about stuff, and I love it.
Yes.
It doesn't mean we have to agree on everything just because we get along or we work together or we have enjoyable social occasions every now and then. You don't have to love everything about someone for it to work. Look at relationships. People who are married, they have different political ideas.
Yes.
I love a good argument. A good argument means you've got a healthy relationship, actually.
But spitting venom isn't a good argument.
No, but
Bali even taught us that. And that's what is currently the conversation going
right,
on.
But this is because we're easily distracted, is what I'm saying. We're easily thrown off course. Don't you think for a minute that this whole thing isn't being hyped up by people who are in genuine shit? They're about to go to jail, some of these people, because they've been stealing from us. That affects you. At your bottom line, you're going to earn, effectively, your money's worth less now than it was a year or two ago. You realize that. That's not Musi and Helen arguing about colonialization. Trust me. That's about this current finance situation, which is exacerbated by one family who have got their claws so deep into us. And the economy can't grow, and people are losing jobs. It's a disaster. And you look at how easily we get pushed. Oh, well, the Helen situation is the same as the Zuma situation. It really isn't. That is what you call false equivalence. That's when Fox News tells you they're fair and balanced. Go to hell. We're not that dumb. Anyway, if you want to, the whole point of bringing this up.
Yes.
I don't even care about it this much. Why am I talking about this? Because the Renegade Report got an exclusive interview with Helen yesterday. She actually left the press conference. She said, I can't answer any more questions. And she got in an Uber. She came straight here.
Well, she actually had a pit stop at lunch first with her son.
Oh, right. All right.
I was just like, oh, in the midst of like such a crazy storm. Yeah.
Balance.
Exactly. Just chatting with her son, having lunch. She then came over here.
Musi and I had a very uncomfortable situation. I have the lobster thermidor.
The mere fact that a freaking, you know, press conference was created
right.
for
the point
this.
Is, if you care about this at all, if you're interested in it at all, and lots of people are, and you want to be informed, don't listen to me. I wasn't listening to the press conference. Don't even listen to the press conference, because they can only fit so much in. Don't read a tweet and think you've got the details. Listen to the Renegade Report. And this is let me give you a little snapshot of what went on.
Helen, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you.
Between Roman and Helen, it's difficult to distinguish who smoked more in their youth.
No.
So, I mean, a bit of a quiet week.
Yeah, you know, business as usual.
Yeah, business as usual.
Another day at the office.
And I think the real lesson we have learned is to number tweets.
That is a good lesson. But I also think Twitter is a medium like no other. And I think whether someone is live tweeting you or just trying to get the gist of what you said, or whether you're tweeting yourself and whether they're numbered or not, it's a very, very complex medium. People think it's simple because it's 140 characters, but it's unbelievably complex.
It is. It is difficult to have.
So go and listen to that, because there's more. That's just a tiny, tiny snippet of what went on there. And it's a really worthwhile interview to take a listen to. CliffCentral.com